Marfors, Marfor South celebrate 250th Marine Corps birthday with largest ball in the Corps. Story by Staff Sergeant Ethan LeBlanc, for the Marine Forces Reserve, Marfors New Orleans, Marines, sailors, and distinguished guests gathered beneath the lights of the Caesars Superdome on November 1, 2025, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps during the annual U.S. Marine Corps Forces Reserve and U.S. Marine Corps Forces South Birthday Ball, the largest Marine Corps ball across the service. This year's celebration marked not only a historic milestone for the Corps, but also a moment of pride for the city of New Orleans, home to Marine Forces Reserve Headquarters. Over 3,500 attendees filled the Superdome to celebrate the Marine Corps' 250 years of honor, courage, commitment, and service to the nation. The Honorable Jack Bergman, U.S. Representative, addressed the assembled Marines and guests with remarks that underscored the Corps' enduring importance to national defense. "Let us keep our focus on being Marines, on being warfighters, and on being ready to fight in order to keep the American people and our allies safe," said Bergman. Among the distinguished guests were the Honorable Jeff Landry, Governor of Louisiana, and his wife, Sharon, as well as Ambassador Theodore Britton Jr., an original Montford Point Marine and former U.S. Ambassador to Barbados and Grenada. Britton, born in 1925, was recognized as the oldest Marine present. His attendance served as a living reminder of the Marine Corps' storied past and the progress achieved since the days of segregation in the military. Representing the future of the Corps, Private Jason Nelson Jr., a 19-year-old military police Marine, was honored as the youngest Marine present. Together, they participated in the traditional cake-cutting ceremony, symbolizing the passing of Marine Corps traditions from one generation to the next. Senior military leaders and civic officials in attendance included Major General Douglas Clark, Deputy Commander, Marine Forces Reserve and Marine Forces South, Lieutenant General, retired, Stephen Hummer, former Marfors Commander, Major General Thomas Frelou, the Adjutant General of the State of Louisiana, and Major General Justin Swanson, Commanding General, U.S. Army 377th Theater Sustainment Command. Marines and sailors representing each of Marine Forces Reserve's major subordinate commands, 4th Marine Division, 4th Marine Aircraft Wing, 4th Marine Logistics Group, and Force Headquarters Group, were also in attendance. Their participation reflected the strength and unity of the Reserve Force, which continues to provide operational depth and combat-ready capabilities in support of the active component. The presence of each command's leadership underscored the collective readiness and integration that define today's Marine Corps Reserve. The event also welcomed representatives from across the U.S. Armed Forces, community organizations, Marine Corps reunion groups, and Gold Star families. The evening included traditional ceremonies, dining, and dancing, but the focus remained on remembrance and camaraderie. Marines paused to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice, reaffirming their commitment to the core values of honor, courage, and commitment. As the Marine Corps marks 250 years of service to the nation, the Marfors and Marfor South Birthday Ball stood as both a tribute to the Corps' storied past and a testament to the enduring spirit that will guide Marines into the next century. "Sometimes I wonder, what will our Marine Corps look like in the next 250 years?" said Lieutenant General Leonard F. Anderson IV. "The answer depends on us, on how we lead, train, and adapt, while never losing what defines us as Marines: honor, courage, and commitment."